You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of Revelation, chapter 18, verse 3 and verse 15. I read, "For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of our fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury." Then verse 15. "The merchant of these things, who became rich by her, will stand at a distance for fear of her torment, weeping and wailing." I would have loved that we read from verse 3 to 15, but we will highlight those two verses. Now, this is speaking of Babylon, the spirit or the spiritual city that rules over the world, particularly over those that does not belong to Jesus Christ. Generally speaking, as believers, we must not envy anybody. We must not even envy one another. However, we must equally note that it is not every riches that is a product of hard work. There are riches that they come from allegiance to satanic spirits. He says, "For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. And the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury." They became rich through the abundance of her luxury. But before he talked about being rich through her, he spoke first about committing fornication with her. That means that they were having intercourse with somebody they should not have intercourse with. They were having fellowship with somebody they should not have fellowship with. They had allegiance with somebody they should not have allegiance with. In the physical realm, they will look like great company, doing well, practicing entrepreneurship. That's how everything will look on the surface. But behind it all is the spirit of Satan that makes people become rich. If you check that verse 15 again, the same thing is repeated. It said, "The merchant of these things who became rich by her." They didn't become rich because they were smart. Brethren, be careful. It's not all the riches that you see that are product of hard work, or that are product of divine enablement from the Lord. A lot of riches in the world comes from interaction with Babylon. Sadly, there are riches that are also being paraded in the name of the Lord that are also from interaction with Babylon. They are not riches from God. But when we live in a world where people judge success by riches, by material riches, so nobody really cares where those riches comes from. You know, Satan said to Jesus, "If you will bow down to me, all these things I'll give to you." Till today, people are bowing down. Companies are bowing down. Businesses are bowing down. Individuals are bowing down. And they are getting all of those things. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying there are no people working diligently for whatever they may have earned. But I also want you to equally know that people can be rich because of Babylon. That's why as God's children, we must maintain the advantage that we have in Christ Jesus. We don't need Babylon because we already have the kingdom of God that is behind us. He that is for us, he that is in us, is greater than he that is in the world. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. If you want more information about the Living Throne Ministry, please visit our website, livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.